ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie and Josh.
Mix 100.
A couple things to chat about with you guys. I had a very embarrassing, awkward moment yesterday, and I feel like this may have happened to you, Katie. Do you shop at Sam's?
No.
Maybe it was somebody else I was talking to.
There's one of me. I do not need to shop at Sam's.
True. True that. Well, I was there yesterday, and they've got that scan and go where you just scan things, and then you walk out. And I forgot to scan my cottage cheese.
Oh.
That is the most embarrassing thing ever. When they pull you to the side.
Hey,
And the associate's like, hey, come here real quick. I'm like, oh, no, what did I do?
Is that what happens? Like they?
Yeah, they pull you to the side, and they start looking in your cart, and people are walking by looking at you. And
oh.
I'm like, I forgot something, didn't I? She's like, it looks like, well, I had two. She's like, looks like these two cottage cheeses were not entered into the scan and go. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I've never done this before.
Right?
It's Sam's Club, right? So they're the tub of cottage cheese, right? Both of them, the
huge ones. Yeah. Oh yeah. So she's like rummaging through and finding them, and she made me stand there and rescan those and then
pay for them.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I was distracted. I was annoyed by the couple that was standing in front of the cottage cheese door that were taking forever looking at everything. So when I finally was able to open the door in a huff, I just grabbed him and threw him in the cart and didn't scan him.
She goes,
I was trying to explain. She's like, okay, let's just make sure this doesn't happen next time.
She's like, I've got my eye on you.
Like, I promise I wasn't trying to steal cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Things are
not that bad right now.
Beef. That's funny.
Not that bad.
And that's how it is in Sam's Club. You scan it before you put it in your cart.
It's the best thing ever.
I remember, you've been talking about this, how you
love that.
Oh, I love it. It makes it so much easier.
I feel like I forget, though, all the time. Like, I'm so used to just putting things in my cart.
Yeah. First time I've ever forgotten. We've used it 100 times now.
Huh.
It's the best because there's no line. You just boop, 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 boop. It's all on your phone. You swipe it, you pay, and then you walk out. And it's just like, have a great day.
Well, and I bet it cuts down on a lot of stolen items for them. I mean, if they're able to weigh it right there in the cart to make sure, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works because you walk through this like archway and it's just like 15 cameras on you or whatever. And it just scans your cart and it's in
your
cart.
I think I'm with you, Josh. I would forget. Like, they'd probably have my picture hanging up at the exit. Like, don't let this lady through without checking her cart. Like, I would be.
Thief alert.
Sam's
at least there's no like lights that go off.
I know. They might implement them after me though.
Yeah.
Like, they'd have to change the rules.
Looking at her phone and doing the come here.
Yeah.
Come here real quick, sir. I see you.
Is this a lady that could chase after you if you did?
No, if I bolted, I could have totally stolen that cottage cheese.
They don't have the people that are like, hey.
She was she was.
Was it like a Walmart greeter lady?
She was
portly.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was just trying to think of a different word for it.
Husky.
Okay, there we go. We'll use that one.
I feel like I could have grabbed the bag of Doritos and thrown them behind me and taken off.
You're good, sir. Thank you.
Nacho cheese.
Be nice, you guys.
Cool.
Yeah, of course.
So that was the second most awkward thing that happened to me yesterday. The first was walking into the men's room after the show yesterday. And we've been having some issues with the automatic soap squirters in there. They just haven't been working for like a month.
Oh, no.
So all the guys around here have not been washing their hands.
Gross.
I guarantee you. So I've put in a couple help tickets to our office manager, and I guess it finally happened yesterday. I walked into the bathroom. First of all, stanky. I was like, ugh. And nobody in there until I turned to my left as I walk in. Oh! There was a man laying on the floor in the men's restroom.
What?
Laying on the floor.
I've fallen.
Under the sink.
I can't get up.
And it was like this random maintenance guy from KSE in there.
Oh, so it wasn't like an engineer trying to fix it.
He had all the parts to put new soap squirters in there. But he's in the bathroom, laying on the floor under the sink, dead quiet. I don't know if I can pee.
You get stage fright.
You get stage fright.
And I was like, is the water on? Are we good? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's all good. Okay. So, like, I go walking over to the urinal, and truly, Josh, like, you've had stage fright probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I sit down in there for like a minute, like, I gotta go. He's gonna hear me go.
Yeah.
I'm not going. It's gonna be weird if I zip up, not wash my hands because he's under there, and walk out.
Yeah.
I stood there for a minute, and I finally got it going.
That's when you're like, come on.
And I'm trying to, like, so you're replacing the soap, huh?
Oh, you talked to him. You can't talk.
It was the weirdest interaction ever. Well, what else are you going to do? No. The guy's sitting there on the laying on the floor in the men's room.
I'm
like, do you talk to him?
Yeah, you can't talk.
You
make it awkward. You got to
talk.
You can't talk.
I stopped early, too.
Let the fire. Oh.
Oh, how do you do that?
Once I finally got it going, I had to stop early.
Oh.
Because it was so awkward.
That's tough, because that almost hurts.
It does, like yeah.
It hurts, and I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I stopped short. I stopped early and then went over and just kind of tried to wash my hands because there was, again, no soap.
Ugh.
And he's like looking up at me, just, you know, not really talking at that point, too. And I'm looking down at him. before I walked out, I looked at him and I said, I want to let you know this is by far the most awkward bathroom experience I have ever had. And he went,
He must get that.
He's like, what do I say to that?
What do you say? And he said something like, well, you should have soap the next time you're in here.
Okay.
Can you leave for 3 minutes and I'll be done?
Poor
thank you.
Guy, like laying on the floor in the
first
men's room.
First job ever.
And it stunk. Like somebody was in there and they didn't care. They unleashed the fury while this poor guy's in there trying. Like, if I had to walk in there and do that, I would wait as a courtesy. I'd be prairie dogging it.
Well, go use the front bathrooms. The funniest thing
I would walk next door to Home Depot.
No, that's the funniest thing to me is there are people in this building who will go back there and absolutely do damage.
It's a tsunami.
I mean, it is like you could smell it from here. Like, it is crazy. And there are bathrooms up front that are single stall bathrooms. Like, you could go save all of us.
Those are guest bathrooms.
It doesn't matter if you're doing that to the toilet.
If there's a guy, if there's a man laying on the floor, you go somewhere else.
They have to understand, if it's an emergency, if it's a situation like that, please don't use the community bathroom. Please go up front and do it with yourself. Like,
Katie,
don't
who's doing that to the girls' restroom?
I need names. I need names off the air. I need names.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad it's just me at home and I have one bathroom and that's
And you can just be with yourself.
Exactly.
It's funny. I hate to keep on the topic of bathroom behavior, but there is this story I did want to get to later in the show, but we'll just do it right now. They say the amount of hemorrhoids in Americans is up by about 50% right now. They did a poll of a bunch of people. A buttload of people, actually, that were going in for their routine colonoscopies, and like 2/3 of them had hemorrhoid issues. And the reason why is because we're all sitting on the toilet way too long looking at our phone.
Oh,
yes. Yes. Doctors are saying that the hemorrhoid explosion is because people are just parking it there. They say, ideally, you shouldn't be in there for more than 5 minutes. And if you are, they say you should probably be setting a timer. Like, set a timer on your phone. And if you're in there for more than 5 minutes and nothing has happened, you're not producing any results, take a breather and try again later. I guess just don't sit there. It's bad for your booty.
Take a break.
I had no idea that you could develop that just by sitting in there like that.
Toilet timer. That
I know,
is funny.
It's too much toilet talk.
Oh,
let's move on to something completely different. There is this TikTok thing going on this morning from all the single ladies. There's this trend now. It's called date them until you hate them. They say it's a modern dating concept on TikTok, suggesting to continue to date someone to see if there's a deeper connection that develops over time, rather than ending things based on a like initial feeling or perceived lack of spark, essentially. But I know both of you are out in the dating world. Have you heard about this or experienced this, done it?
Well, I just think, like, I'm a pretty emotional person, right? Like,
you could hate him one day, love him the next.
Well, it's just my emotions run high. So it's like when I really love someone, that also means on the other end of the spectrum, I can really hate them, you know, if they drive me to it. Like, the emotion is there. And I think that what this is really pointing out is that when we're in these toxic cycles of relationships, your friends and family can tell you they're bad for you all day long. You won't listen to them.
Nope.
You're not going to listen to them until you realize what an awful influence that they have on your life personally. Like, you're not going to see it until you literally see it.
You know? And then when you get pulled away from it. And I think the same thing, like her whole thing, she was in a 4-year relationship.
Yeah.
If she's doing that with the purpose of dating until she hates somebody, like, that poor dude or whoever she was dating could totally be heartbroken after that, because he's like, I thought it was totally going fine. I thought we were good. And then in her head the whole time, she's like, there's these little things building up until she finally hates him. Like, I don't like that. I think that's leading someone on. I think if there are giant red flags or anything like that at the beginning, just cut it off.
It doesn't seem healthy that you're every day, like, with somebody who is irritating you on a daily basis.
Yes.
Like,
not
irritating,
all.
Annoyed. You're
that's
starting
marriage.
To hate him.
What
starting...
are you talking
no,
about?
No, that's not.
Well,
like, that's not.
Come on. Like, I have so many
we have
friends.
Our days.
I have so many friends who have been in relationships for long periods of times, and they'll go through stretches where they're like pushing each other's buttons on purpose. It's almost a game for them, you
that's
know?
That's Jeremy.
Been there, done that,
I'm
Katie.
I'm just saying, like, these relationships, they tend to go this way. And I think I was reading a story where it was like the people who are together and then they'll break up and then they'll get back together and break up. And, you know, that's that toxic cycle that I'm talking about. And I think that, you know, lends to this trend is where, you know, you really have to hate this person so you're not willing to get back with them again, because it kind of like those feelings all come back. Like, you don't see somebody for a few months, you see them, and all it takes is for that person to be like, you look good. And you wake up in bed the next morning like, how did that happen?
What just
like,
happened?
Exactly. So I think that this is a neat way to look at it. Is it healthy for you? Probably
it
not.
It doesn't take 4 years,
it's like
though.
So much anger
It shouldn't
time.
Take 4 years.
It shouldn't take 4 years.
Yeah,
4 years
you're right.
is
for
a
sure.
long time, for sure. But I do agree with the actual process, just because...
And you kind of wonder, what's the final straw then? If, like, either consistently hate them...
Yeah.
Like, what is the final thing that just, like, I got to pull the trigger now?
No, he cheats
Now's
on,
the time.
Cheats on you with someone in your living room. That's it.
Final
That's
straw.
It right there.
That's
the final
it.
Straw. I can tell you that.
That's horrible.
Did you walk in on him?
No, but I did find out later, and I could never sit on that couch again.
Mm.
Oh, it was awful.
That's
it
sad.
Awful.
I'm sorry.
But that's what it was, and I hated him after that. Like, I hated him.
You ran right to the store and bought some Febreze.
Lysol all day.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.